and warmed up.
No problem there as well. Well, Craig, you know, we have to open up some of our the calendars for this. The calendar committee has given us some gifts for this year. Last year, they provided us with the Penny Whistle Pig Mini Pig Calendar. Mm-hmm. And apparently this is a two-part gift. This is part number one, which says, so you don't miss any important days. So I have to unwrap some of this as well. Let me just put a little bit of this behind us here.
Really, you could have done that while he was playing.
There's nothing like doing it on the air. But these are wrapped. You got to describe how they're wrapped because they've got ribbon on them, which is almost impossible to remove with your hands.
Well, this is the curling,
which is what you're trying to do.
Curling ribbon. No, the tape. There was too much tape on there. Mm. This is the Frosty the Snowman in honor of Frosty being melted away today. There is no more Frosty out there, just the corncob pipe and the fool. This is the history, this today in history, 2014, 365 remarkable people, extraordinary facts and events.
Wow.
So when we run out of things to say, we at least will know what happened on this particular day in history.
Just like the opening of the Nagel Interchange a year ago today.
Yes, exactly. Have you been on that Nagel Interchange?
Oh, yeah.
Still confusing to me, by the way. There's this one entrance where you think you're going on the other side, and you're... This is a number... apparently, there's a three-part gift. This is, the selection committee searched through hundreds of calendars to find the right one, the strangest of calendars suitable for WEOL. And she says suitable because apparently there's a list of calendars that were rejected, like the knitted meerkats calendar. Ever want to combine your love of meerkats and knitting? Well, here's your chance. From a skiing meerkat to a set of acrobatic ones, it's a wonderful wall calendar that features images of knitted meerkats.
I'm really glad that that one was rejected.
Number four that was rejected, outhouses. And the wall calendar devoted to outhouses that become a cult classic, like those in the edition Outside Latrines, can be found in the country, especially near farms and old homes. Although rustic and lacking in home comforts, they offer quiet privacy and a little bit of that, too. The Jelly Shot Test Kitchen. Who says Jell-O is for kids? Enjoy your favorite adult beverage with the flavors used to enjoy. So that's a Jelly Shot calendar.
Jelly or Jell-O?
Jelly. Well, it's a Jelly Shot, so it's from Jell-O, so I guess it would be that. Maybe they can't say Jell-O Shot.
Ah, right.
Trademark.
Exactly. Yeah. The Fold Your Own Zombie or Monster Calendar. Mm. I guess you punch out the pieces of the calendar after the end of the month and forms into its own calendar for that.
Well, some of these are some actually good calendars. So if those were the rejects, I'm curious what we actually got.
Well, the number one reject was the Butt Guy, B-U-T-T. He travels the world in his all-new 2014 wall calendar in which he visits every place from Buckingham Palace to the canals of Venice, and even the Australian outback, wearing his super short shorts. He serves as an ambassador.
Yeah, right.
He lets it all hang out.
Ambassador.
He's a cheeky vagabond as well.
We don't need that one.
We don't need that one.
Well, thank you to the calendar committee for all that research.
What we did see some of that. You know what? While I'm doing this, unwrapping this one, why don't we get another piece of
that'd be a
music
good
from
idea.
Andy Sanzada here.
Excellent.
As well. Hold on. Go ahead. Like Christmas
right.
music, live Christmas music while you're unwrapping gifts.
I like that. Andy, real quick, get over to Susie's mic there. Obviously, I'm not a musician, but do people's lips, the shape of their lips, factor into how well they play?
Yeah, actually, they can, because it's based on the positioning of the lips, which is called your embouchure, in order to play it. So if you have bigger lips, People that have bigger lips might play it a lot differently than people that, don't, because their lips might not be able to fit all the way into the mouthpiece. Wow. So, yeah, it does play a big factor.
Who'd have thought?
And you do exercises too, right?
You can. I don't. I don't. That's
do we
want to
hear about those?
Well, don't you remember the lip ups?
The lip
well,
ups?
Actually, the one thing that every trumpet player will do is move their lips like a horse to loosen them up before they play. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I do that too. You know, to do news early in the morning,
right?
You do some little gymnastic things
you
with your
get
mouth.
The blood flowing.
Yeah. What?
You
don't think so?
You laughed when I said it.
Look,
but it's true.
You don't remember lip ups, though?
No, that's, I don't.
Those are the lip exercise that Fonzie on Happy Days gave like Patsy and Ralph to do to practice the kissing. They told them you had to do lip ups.
Is there a video of that, by the way? I could use that.
Sure, yeah. There as well. Like that, exactly like that.
Right. That, however, would not be one of the calendars we got.
Well, no, this
is simply an incredible calendar.
Really?
I have opened it now.
Well,
have you seen it yet?
No. Do you know what the one I have in my hand here? Okay, one. We're going to say, we'll count to three. You count to three, and when you say three.
You're not saying it both at the same time.
We say it both at the same time with
the
calendars.
All right.
Well, that's going to make no sense whatsoever.
It might.
Go ahead.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
One, two, three.
Guinea
goats in
game.
Trees.
No, nobody heard anything.
Goats in trees.
What?
Can you imagine a calendar where you actually, we're big on,
oh,
we are like
wow.
the official goat radio station here. Yeah. We've talked about goats in many different ways.
Sure.
Goats in trees.
That's
because
somebody
like to climb.
That. Enough people like that idea that they made a calendar.
There's 12
out of
pictures.
It.
Enough.
This
like,
is incredible.
Really
look
is?
At those goats up in the tree, Susie.
Where's
we'll
it?
Get a
this
picture.
Is going on the Facebook page.
Where is
this
that
is amazing.
From? What country is actually producing goats in trees?
And it's an 18-month calendar.
Yeah.
So it'll...
I don't know.
Okay. This one is called Guinea Pig Games, an 18-month calendar of guinea pigs. Then now, the Olympics are coming, aren't they? Or are they
yes, they are.
Right.
They're winter.
The winter.
But this is like them running track. So they're racing, and there's one...
There's some good-looking guinea pigs.
Yes, look at that. There's guinea pigs that are also throwing the javelin. Here's one throwing the javelin. There's one doing this, Michael, what's that guy? The
Phelps.
Michael Phelps swimming. Also doing the high hurdles as well. So we've got the guinea pig games and the goats. They will now replace the, we have to decide which one's going to be in the studio and which will be back in our office.
I'm trusting this was not Photoshop. There's a picture of a tree here with nine goats in the tree, up the tree. Nine goats in a single tree.
All right, hold that up so we can get a picture up on our
Facebook page.
I can't
believe it.
Now, there was an opportunity. Susie almost got her own calendar. My wife wondered about it, but didn't think that the human resources would approve of this. It's called Hot Guys and Baby Animals.
Wait, and I didn't get...
So,
what? Say that again?
You got the baby animals one, probably.
No, that's the one calendar.
Oh, it's one calendar.
Yes, it's images of male models cuddling adorable baby animals.
And I didn't get that one?
No,
was I naughty? Did I do something wrong?
Well, we didn't know because, you know, if you hang calendars like that in the office, maybe there's meetings that get called.
It's 2014 now. People,
right. You can't have baby animals.
I could have kept that in my personal
But instead,
we
have to go with the goats in trees.
This is a great calendar.
Sure, that's not the name of a band and it's just their album.
I bet there is. Goats in trees.
Well, we thank very much to the calendar selection committee.
Yes, we do.
My
this
wife,
is great.
For searching high and low to find the highs and the lows in the calendar world.
Pictures being posted as we speak on Facebook.
Well, there's a guinea pig doing a slam dunk in basketball.
Hmm.
They don't just ride in cars anymore. They apparently have now. It's all that genetic testing that's being done in the laboratories as well.
Yeah. Do we have time for another tune?
We sure do.
Andy, do you have another tune for us?
Release your spit valve and give us another one if you can.
Give us a lip lock.
Requests? I mean, I've got a couple of different ones in here. So.
Well, we wanted to hear a little Rudolph, which is going to be topped off the head. What is it? Off the top of your head? That's what it is.
It's from memory.
From memory. That's right.
We had a jazz concert 2 weeks ago, and we did a kind of a swing version of Rudolph. So one of the things that I had to do when I was younger, being a musician in the marching band, was memorize my music. Because we were a competition band, we weren't a show band. So it's kind of like a photographic memory type thing. So We'll give it a shot. Sure, it's a fun little piece, and we did a jazz arrangement of this a couple weeks ago at the concert.
Okay, Andy Sanzata on the trumpet. Wanted a little bit more of the end on that one. That was good. Thanks. We got John Michael. What is that?
Wrapping paper.
You had some crazy paper sound in the other studio. Now you've got that.
You know, goats like paper.
I'm sure they do. Apparently they like trees, according to that calendar, too.